Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 72 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon Project, To Think Before We Speak. The Chafetz Chaim writes that there are cases where a person has an obligation to try to influence the speaker of Lashon Hara, to try to stop them from speaking Lashon Hara, or somehow limit the damage. For example, Imu yodeya be'echad mitalmidov, if a person knows regarding one of his students that he perpetually speaks Lashon Hara, he would have to take a stand, Im yodeya shelo toil lo hochacha, and if he realizes that taking a stand will not help, then he has to somehow tzarech laharchiko, to distance that person and not make that person a leader in the group. Vim be'eza ones nitpas b'chaburas ba'alei ha'lashon, and if on a certain circumstance it presents that a person is just stuck with a group that's speaking Lashon Hara, im hu mishaer shetochachto to'il, if he estimates that rebuke would influence them, doesn't have to be with the harshness of the word rebuke, but some creative way of, let's not talk about people. It sounds like this conversation is getting a little bit too negative, or something like that, then a person would be obligated to take that initiative. In the footnote, the Chafetz Chaim observes, V'yeshlo eitza acheres, if a person has a different solution, then certainly he should try to employ it. That's an example that I've heard of that someone memorized Ripley's Believe It or Nots, and they're quick attention getters. And if he notices that the conversation is being steered in the wrong direction, then he says, "Did you hear?" And he starts some other topic. But since it's exciting, people often run with it. That's the example that we saw in the Torah, Vayahas Kalev, in Parshas Shelach, where Kalev wanted to distract the people from the Lashon Hara of the Meraglim, and he tried to get excited in a different direction to attract people. Most importantly, though, the Chafetz Chaim points out, is livno uvito hakatanim. If you have children who are still young and they are starting to show the Lashon Hara syndrome, that they speak badly about others, there's an obligation, chanoch lenar al pidarko, to educate, to guide a child as their habits are still being formed, to put them on a good path, which will help them for life. In the footnote, the Chafetz Chaim observes, Hadibur vehamidos tzorech hergel rav. A person's character traits, attitudes, the first thing out of their mouth, are all things that depend on how they're trained. One can, for example, train a child that a raining day is a bad day, or that a day that it's raining, it's going to be a great day. How does a person react when they feel wronged? Are they mature or discreet about it? Or do they just let all loose and speak badly in a way that honestly is not an expression of professionalism? And therefore, the Chafetz Chaim concludes the section by writing, Im haya ha'av mazhir tamid, if a parent would constantly guide the children in a direction that we don't speak Lashon Hara, and we don't just let loose when we feel offended, haya nokel lohem achakach, it would be much easier for them as adults to handle difficult situations, simply by sitting down and asking, could there be another option? How could you handle this situation? What we call practical education and problem solving would be an enormous gift that can be given to a new generation. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.